10 years ago this week, South Africans went to the polls amid widespread fears of political violence. The country was on the verge of its first multiracial election, and it also appeared that it might be on the verge of self-destruction. In that dramatic election of 1994, Nelson Mandela was elected president. Mandela's journey from freedom fighter to the nation's highest office capped a half-century of struggle against white rule and the institution of apartheid.
Demonstrations against the South African government's strict apartheid policies flare into shocking violence.
A 42-year-old African lawyer, Nelson Mandela, the most dynamic leader in South Africa today. He is still underground.
I have dedicated my life to this struggle of the African people.
Today we begin a five-part series by producers Joe Richman and Sue Johnson. The story of the struggle against apartheid, told through rare sound recordings, the voice of Nelson Mandela himself, as well as those who fought with him and against him.
The program that follows is about the people of South Africa.
1935, 1940, 1945. A nation develops into the premier industrial power on the African continent.
The Golden City, South Africa's Johannesburg. Millions of pounds worth of gold comes out of Joburg each year. With this wealth, the people of the city live well and happily. Truly, this is the finest of all the world's golden cities.
As a white citizen, you had social status, you had beautiful schools, you had parks, you had everything that you desire, and you had the highest standard of living in the world. Blacks were just pushed out.
The population of South Africa was about 10 million. 2 million and a bit were whites and dominated everything. And there were gold mines and diamond mines with huge economic potential based on very cheap black labour.
It was a master-servant relationship. We had domestic staff who were black, but they lived in their own quarters. They were the nannies and the cleaners and the gardeners.
We were taught that the whites were superior people. And we were told when we were young that if you do good in this life, your next life will become better. And I remember promising myself that I'm going to be a good little boy so that my next life I wanted to be a white person. That was my goal in life.